This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report, everybody. I'm Jim Donovan, sitting alongside Vic Carucci, Browns senior editor. Free agency is well underway, and the Browns, Vic, really targeted what they wanted, and they went out and got, and I think successfully so, the people they wanted. Paul Kruger starts the class off.
Very impressive work to start off free agency, which is when the biggest players are signed in terms of money, in terms of name recognition, and they went right after it. And not surprisingly, they stuck to the defensive side of the ball. They need players to fit that 3-4 scheme. I think they have a great one in Paul Kruger, that pass rusher, that outside linebacker. I think they made themselves much, much better on defense.
All right, so that is one linebacker, and they need linebackers. They got to go plural. I mean, they're going to a 3-4, so they need more linebackers than what they had when they were in the 4-3. And Ray Horton says, listen, I got my guy. My guy is Quentin Groves, and they got him very quickly. I mean, this was almost like a slam dunk. I mean, Horton and Groves, it was a good fit. What do you think makes Groves a good fit for the Browns?
I think what makes him a good fit is that, first, he thoroughly understands Ray Horton's defense. He understands the expectations of that defensive coordinator, and he's a hustler. He's a high motor guy. He'll make big plays too, Jimmy. I mean, he'll be involved. When you see the ball, you'll see Quentin Groves around the football.
Well, if Rob Chudzinski tells me that he's got a young tight end that really pleases him, that's good enough for me, because Rob was a tight end. Right. He has coached tight ends before, and he's gone to Carolina to bring in a kid that, when he's been healthy, he's intrigued him.
Yeah, the issue with Gary Barnidge, who they brought in from the Panthers, has been that he's been hurt. In that first year that Rob Chudzinski was there as offensive coordinator, didn't really get a lot of production out of him because he was hurt. But when he's healthy and when he got to see him play more, what he saw was a more complete tight end. You know, I think it's a complementary thing. I think you still see a group of tight ends here. You'll look for Jordan Cameron to be that player who will catch the football and be involved in plays. But I think Barnidge brings that complete tight end to the mix.
So the most fascinating signing so far for the Browns is the fact that they went and got a defensive lineman, a guy that played in a 4-3, Desmond Bryant. And they're thrilled with him.
Yeah, they are thrilled with him. A fascinating guy who's really made himself into something from an undrafted free agent from Harvard, a psych major at Harvard. You don't really see that commonly among defensive linemen.
Basically, nor on this show.
Definitely not on this show. But I think in Desmond Bryant, the real key here and the real fit for him in this 3-4 scheme is that defensive line is going to have a lot of different looks. It's going to be like an amoeba, Jimmy. It's going to adjust to different things the offense is doing. You'll see 3, 4, and 5 players on that line, and you'll see a guy in Bryant who can play tackle as well as outside, and that's really vital. You've got to have those kinds of players. So I think he'll be a compliment. I mean, I think there's a good group of young linemen in place.
Sure.
We didn't think of that as a great pressing need, but I think the addition of Bryant can make some of these other younger guys better.
All right, let's meet Desmond Bryant right now. He's with Jameer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Desmond, welcome to the Cleveland Browns. There's a lot of excitement surrounding today. How you feeling?
I feel excellent, man. It's a great day for me, for my family, but even for the Browns organization. I feel like you guys really made a good investment, and I can't wait to start winning games for a lot of years here, man.
For Browns fans that may not know, you're coming off a huge season with the Oakland Raiders where you led the team in sacks. Talk about your play. What can Browns fans expect to see out on the field?
You can expect to see me giving 100% on every play. And I like to think I'm a nasty player at times, so you can expect me to get a few good licks on opposing quarterbacks for sure.
Talk about the Browns. Why did you decide to come to the Cleveland Browns?
Man, they've got a great organization, a lot of tradition and history for this organization. Obviously, the coaching staff here now, you got a new coaching staff, and I believe in a lot of the things they're doing. Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator, I've talked to him pretty extensively now, and he's got a lot of good visions for what he expects me to be doing next year, and I liked the things that he was saying about that. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, where else would you want to be? I mean, it's a great place to be right now, man.
He says he wants big men that can run and little men that can hit. You fit that mold?
Oh, I'm definitely a big man that can run and hit, though.
Okay.
So, what's up?
All right. Well, good luck to you, and thank you for your time.
All right, yeah, definitely.
Back to you, Jimmy.
Thanks very much, Jameer. Let's deal with the current Browns roster, because people are staying. Chris Obanaya is brought back by the Browns at running back. A good, hard-nosed running back. Loves to stick his nose in there and pick up a blitz.
It's a real testament, really, to Chris Obanaya to stick with this group of decision makers for the Browns, because he had been viewed as a Pat Shurmur guy, you know, as a guy that he brought in, knew about him, of course, from St. Louis. But he stays because of what you said. He can pick up the blitz, and you've got to have that blitz pickup guy because he saves your quarterbacks.
Yeah, he really did. He really does. And the thing is, it can be said it's a thankless job, but in the NFL, it's a job. And I think Obanaya realizes he wants to work in the NFL, and so he does his job. Jordan Norwood, I mean, when he really was healthy at one point, he was the best guy in the slot I thought that the Browns had.
I think you're right. And when you think of this offense now that North Turner and Rob Chudzinski are bringing to Cleveland, it's an offense that will feature bigger receivers on the outside. And, of course, with Josh Gordon, Greg Little, you have that physical prototype and whoever else might be added. But in the slot, it's smaller, quicker guys. He'll fit into that role nicely.
Yeah. Christian Yount has been tendered a contract offer, too, from the Browns. He's the long snapper. He came in after Ryan Poprian, and he just settled things down.
Yeah, I don't know that you mentioned Christian Yount's name once in your broadcast on the Browns Radio Network, but you're right. It's reliability. In 2012, it worked pretty well. I think Phil Dawson got to a Pro Bowl, and that helped.
Well, I looked for the seal of approval from my FedEx guy who drove up to our home today in Hinckley and said, I like what the Browns are doing in free agency.
He gave you the thumbs up.
And he did it before 10 o'clock this morning, and I think that's important.
Very nice.
All right, that will wrap it up for the Cleveland Browns Report. Now for Vic Carucci and Jameer Howerton, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for being with us.